This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The
Talk Radio Countdown.
The familiar sound of the theme to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through the stories and the people and the charts and that thing that we seem to be doing every 5 minutes, even though it's every 7 days, Michael.
I know. It seems I was just talking to Phil, our producer, on just how, the milestone every week of getting together at the end of the week for the weekend and doing this program, it reminds you of how quick the week seemed to go.
Right.
And I feel foolish saying that every week, but every week it becomes more profound. And I gather the people listening to this are experiencing it in their own lives.
I think that it is a karmic relationship that we have with time. And we're actually... You know, I had mentioned this on the DJV program one day this past week about how time is only a convenience that we sort of have figured out for ourselves. But actually in space, quantum physics would tell you that there really is no such thing as time. And I know you're interested in that. I don't want to get heavy.
Very much. Very much so. Well, you know, radio and programming, the type of thing that we do, has a very close relationship to time. For those listening to this who might find it interesting, radio people are obsessed with clocks,
right.
Obsessed with circular patterns, mm-hmm. pie charts, minutes. We think in terms of 10 seconds, 5 seconds,
yep.
And it kind of permeates our psyches. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, very much so. We learned when we were jocks, you and I, and others that have come up the ranks, that we could have no dead air. There used to be red lights in the studio, and if there was dead air, the red light would go on. And the general manager or the program director, somebody would come running in the studio, "What's wrong?" Just because we took a breath.
Exactly.
You just weren't supposed to do that. And so time meant everything. The number of seconds in the intro to the song, so we hit the post. All of those things were ingrained in our heads so that we were very, very conscious of time, the meaning of time, the essence of time, and frankly, the mechanics of radio. Not to get too much into the weeds, but the people who now are good at it, and they're getting fewer and fewer, and that may sound like a pejorative. I mean, from the technical point of view especially, in order for people to be comfortable listening, I think that they want to have that sort of the organized sound or the whatever it is, the order, if you will. That's really kind of what this show is.
I'm a bug on mechanics. I consider that to be part of the symphony, part of the art form.
Yeah.
But remember the old, and I'm not really dating myself because this is as popular today as it was for decades, the I Love Lucy show,
mm-hmm.
one of the great milestones in television. And there was that famous scene in which Lucy and Ethel had a job at a chocolate factory, and they had to wrap pieces of chocolate in wrapping and move it on down to the people that box it. And if they missed one, they'd be fired. And it started to go faster and faster and faster, and they were shoving them in their mouths and doing it. It's hilarious. If you watch it, I challenge anybody not to laugh. Well, that is what a radio station is, and certainly was when we were more preoccupied with time, is that it's a 24/7 continuum of sound, that it's really all these little elements, little pieces of chocolate that have to be wrapped in wrappers that are going mm-hmm. faster and faster and faster. And that's why a lot of radio broadcasters who came up through local radio and running their own boards and operations while performing have what's called the radio dream, the nightmare, that the chocolate is coming faster than they're able to wrap it. And, you've had that dream. Everybody
sure.
in this business has had that dream. And so it's an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do the stories when you tell me to.
Why don't you do them right now, Michael? How's that?
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the national psyche, speaking of psyches. And there's just a big downward feeling in the country. People are not happy.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the news media's reign of terror, frankly. But I'm not suggesting it's not there. I'm just saying I think that it does. Don't you think it plays into the negative?
Oh, definitely.
I feel guilty
even talking about it.
Vice President Spiro Agnew used to refer to them as, let's see if I can get this right, negative NABOMs of news. What was it? Do you remember that?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but he did the, what do they call that, alliteration?
Yeah, yeah. He did that after he was caught getting a bag full of money. He got a $3,000 envelope that he stuck in his pocket.
How dare those negative purveyors of pornography or...
Right, whatever. I'll find it. Keep going, but I'll find exactly what it is. Yeah.
So tied with the national psyche is the Jones execution clemency. Julius Jones, a very high-profile death row prisoner, received clemency from the Oklahoma governor in the 11th hour, just like a movie. And that
why in the world did that take so long? Do you think about that this week?
I thought about it a lot this week.
Yeah. It's really, under the circumstances, pretty damned outrageous. This guy's being hailed as a hero. He didn't let him die. The guy's not guilty. And he hasn't, they've known that for years.
He claims he's not guilty, and there's evidence to indicate he might not be.
Yeah, right.
Which is why capital punishment is such a, a final solution to anybody's, possible criminal danger to the world. They may not be guilty, and then you can't undo it.
Capital punishment.
We haven't talked much about it. Capital punishment has, over the years that we've been following subject matter, it comes and it goes. And it usually comes when there's a case like this.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people think that capital punishment is something that should be eliminated from the legal process.
Well, there's only a few places in which I think it's of value. And it's let's face it. It's vengeance. It isn't justice. And there are some people who just deserve to die. And
some people feel vengeance is a healthy expression for a society to occasionally express.
Speaking of expressions, it was nattering nabobs of negativism. That was Spiro Agnew's.
Nattering nabobs.
Nabobs of negativism. There you go. Okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah. What a guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was the county executive of Baltimore County, and apparently it was up to his Mickey in bribes throughout his entire career. And he just got caught putting an envelope stuffed with $3,000 cash, and he never got prosecuted, but everybody knew he was a crook.
Yeah,
and the counter to that is to go after your accusers, thus the nattering nabobs of negativism.
That's Do you realize that had he not done that, he would have been president.
Yeah.
Because Nixon was heading toward the cliff.
Yep. Right.
And,
comes Gerald Ford. Yeah.
You know, if you went to a mall and you asked 100 people, just right off the street, who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you all 100 wouldn't know.
I'm thinking about it right now myself. That's a good question, which we will answer after these words and get back to our list here. The charts for the weekend, remember, the 15th to the 18th, week before Thanksgiving here. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with Doug Steffen, and a focus. This is something that's worth our attention. This week I got an email because MyPillow has been a sponsor of my programs for, four, five, 6 years, maybe longer. And, I don't give much thought to what Mike Lindell says or does. I'm more interested in talking to listeners about what MyPillow does. But Lindell came out in an ad this week on television, basically addressing the 85-pound gorilla or 800-pound gorilla in the room, that his company has become the focus of the news media because he is a crazy guy. Everybody's got their own opinion of him one way or the other. But here we have all these 1,600 workers in Minnesota who make all these products that are made in America. We keep touting made in America this. But yet a number of box stores have canceled Lindell and MyPillow. So now he's got a big deal on pillows because Bed Bath & Beyond and any of the big department stores that were carrying MyPillows, a lot of them sent them back because they don't want to be associated with Lindell. And to me, that's kind of short-sighted because, as it turns out, at least the people at MyPillow tell me that more pillows are selling now than ever before, and it's probably because of, in essence, the free advertising, because he's always identified. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow, in the news stories about him. So, you know, it's I think it's very interesting. Anyway, and you've had, you know, as far as the countdown, I think Mike Lindell has even made it into the people list a couple of times.
Yeah, Lindell's inserted himself into the national conversation.
Right. Is he smart? Like
he's
a
often
box,
called the, he's called the My Pillow guy.
Yes.
And there are some people who call him Mike Pillow now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not Mike Lindell. He's Mike Pillow.
Mike Pillow.
But
do you see that in, you know, the more you say my name, the better it is? Is this sort of a result of that? Is that why my pillow?
I think this is a great example of. I think this is a great case in which that particular process can be analyzed. Mm-hmm. I do believe that there is such a thing as, you know, no publicity is bad publicity as long as they spell your name right. But
right.
I do think there's a point past which there's diminishing returns. And as far as whether Mike Lindell's reputation has negatively or positively
right.
impacted the sale of pillows and the future stability of employment for those 1,600
That's
people
coming.
You're talking
right.
about has right. yet to be determined.
Check out MyPillow's offerings, and the DJV code can be used to, when you do check out, to get the best deals at MyPillow.com. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The Talk Radio
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, 23 after the hour, this week's overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, here as usual with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, as we fulfill our obligation to make sure that you know what the hot hits are, what the big stories are, what the topics that people are being discussed. Michael and his staff go through every week. The station list of news talk stations, talked to some of the hosts, got their fingers on the pulse. So where are we? I think we got lost, as we oftentimes do on... I interrupt you, and I apologize for that, because...
Yes, you ruined my day, my life. Yes. At number nine, we have the opioid addiction spike. Actually, deaths spiking, over 100,000 people in the last year survey. First time it's ever gone above 100,000 in terms of deaths with fentanyl and opioids, and it's just a terrible problem. At number eight, the Alex Jones case, and that's tied with journalism and social media. At number seven, we have U.S.-China relations. At number eight, we have climate change, immigration, and crime and violence all tied together. Those are sort of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, perennial topics, number six. And number five, the Rittenhouse and Arbery trials, and that's tied with race relations. At number four, we have the Steele dossier is back in the news. And then we have Biden-Harris approval ratings. Just how is the administration doing? People are talking about that. At number three, the January 6 investigation rolls on, and that's tied with a broad topic that we call Trump and the GOP, the relationship between Trump and the Republican Party. At number two, COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, variants, and politics. Number one, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics. And there's the top stories. On the People Survey, at number 10, we have a tie between Julius Jones and Kevin Stitt in Oklahoma, the capital punishment story. Xi Jinping of China is at 9. Number 8, Jacob Chansley, otherwise known as QAnon Shaman, and he's tied with Alex Jones. Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery are at 7. Number 6, Christopher Steele of the Steele dossier and Adam Schiff, Schiff, of the Democratic Party. At number 5, Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer. At number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi. At number 3 is Donald Trump. Number 2 is Kamala Harris. Number 1 is Joe Biden. And somewhere in there, Rupert Murdoch and Chris Christie are being talked about as well for their criticisms of Donald Trump, but not on the top 10.
Can you imagine? I mean, think about that for a little bit. Because they are speaking their minds about him, basically because he's with some people, and it's almost like a religion. I still don't understand what the appeal is. Maybe you can help me with this. I don't get. I was having this conversation. I was at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City this week.
Oh, wow.
Because I do the American Family Farmer Show. Cool. And when I was asked to tell the history of the story of the program, I told them it was your fault.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, listen, it's okay.
A bunch of farmers with pitchforks came to my castle.
Right. So anyway, you get down to brass tacks about some of these things, and you have to wonder, where in the world does the information come from? The people, the sources, and how it just amazing. You can hear my voice, the frustration, because I want to make sure that when I'm talking to people about stuff, especially if it's serious stuff, that I have kind of the right info. And I oftentimes now today, as I look at some of these things, I may reference some piece of information, but I would also say I don't really know if this is true or not. And
right.
So that's the trouble with what we do here, the Alex Jones thing. You look at that and some of the other things that have happened with people who do what we do for a living. I don't even know, is he just doing a podcast? Has he been taken off stations, or is he still on some stations, Alex Jones?
He's still on. He's still there.
All right. Well, something to be discussed. We continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show 20.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after testifying he acted in self-defense in the deadly Kenosha shootings that became a flashpoint in the debate over guns, vigilantism, and racial injustice. Defense attorney Mark Richards.
A huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today.
The president has gotten a clean bill of health, a 6-page summary of the president's medical condition on the eve of his 79th birthday shows that the oldest man ever elected president is healthy. Mr. Biden's physician, Kevin O'Connor, said he wanted to find out the cause of the president's increased throat clearing and coughing. He concluded it was probably acid reflux. He also said the president received a thorough neurological exam, which he said was reassuring. This is USA Radio News. Forecasters are continuing to track the potential for a storm to impact Americans hitting the roads and skiers to beat the Thanksgiving travel rush next Wednesday. The biggest impact from the gathering storm will be strong winds, but heavy snow and drenching rains are also in the forecast. Meteorologists say a winter storm is expected over the Midwest this weekend. Wind gusts of up to 70 miles per hour are anticipated along some of the southern and eastern shores of the Great Lakes. President Biden gave out his first Thanksgiving pardons to two turkeys named Peanut Butter and Jelly. He excused the birds and put his signature on the long-running White House tradition that dates back to Ronald Reagan's presidency. Peanut Butter and Jelly are two 40-pound turkeys who were raised in Jasper, Indiana. They were provided by the National Turkey Federation. At first, Biden planned to pardon only Peanut Butter, but he said he'd grant the same courtesy to Jelly. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Four at the hour now on the DJ. Well, no, it isn't the DJV program, is it? It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I have to get all these programs that I do, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the American Family Farmer, DJV Health, the DJV Weekday Program. And here's Michael Harrison, who is a reviewer of All Things Talk, with a, I think, an answer to the question I posed, and we didn't have really time to dig into it a few minutes ago. Why people... This is a psychological thing, but a lot of what goes on talk radio conversations is certainly psychologically oriented. And so this business of people being so devoted to Donald Trump, it's not just him. I mean, we can go back over the history of presidents or politicians or people who are on television, movie stars, whatever it is, that people seem to think these folks are a step above them on the ladder of success. So they look upon them, and I'm not sure what it is about Trump. I know that I like a lot of his philosophies and the things he was trying to do. I can't stand his personality. And what it is that, is it a lack, and this may sound, you know, very elitist, not meant to be, but the fact that he appeals to people who are not that educated, it seems to me. I mean, there's always an exception to the rule. I'm not saying people who support him are stupid, but I don't get what it is that you see in a guy who is that negative, so angry, so sarcastic and nasty, what it is, and I realize I'm speaking to a lot of people that listen to this program who love Trump, but what do you love about him? What is there to love, I guess, is the question. What is there that brings people around to liking this guy as much as they do?
So, you want me to actually answer that?
I do, yeah,
say,
please.
The question is rhetorical. The question is a question unto itself. And my only response is that history has been full of figures that, if you want to break it down, they kept the trains running on time. Their policies worked.
In our lifetime, though, Michael, in your lifetime, my lifetime, do you think...
There are people in China that love Xi Jinping. They're making a lot of money. They find it to be the best time in the history of China.
Mm. Modern
cities
history.
Are growing. Progress is happening.
Mm.
The abuses continue. The human rights issues continue. The injustice continues. All kinds of things continue. But, we may not see it, you know, in our country in terms of authoritarian rulers. And certainly Trump, it was proven by the fact that regardless of what he says, he only was in there one term and he was impeached and, you know, he was not able to take over the government. So obviously American democracy still works. But my personal view of this is that I find all presidents extremely dangerous. I believe in the old principle of hold their feet to the fire and don't fall in love with elected officials. They're there for a temporary time to perform a temporary service for the circumstances of the moment and maybe guide the nation in any way they can prompt it or cajole it or push it or inspire it toward a better future. But to bypass all of the messy machinations of democracy and the balance of powers and you know, all the things that the founding fathers put into this experiment to make it kind of work in a messy fashion, because, as I said, freedom and democracy are messy, to replace that with the tidiness of an authoritarian who tells you what you want to hear is dangerous. It's more dangerous than even good policies. I'm not knocking Trump. I'm simply saying I don't like any president. So here's the way I look at it personally. I'm going to give you a rare peek into my politics. I think we're in a hell of a pickle that the choices are Biden or Trump, because I think, frankly, there's a lot to be worried about both sides.
Both of them. Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you 100% on that. It just, when you get right down to brass tacks, the situation, I was talking to some people at the Farm Broadcasters Convention this week. Mostly Midwestern stations do a lot of ag reporting and farm stuff, and the Mid-South, so they are more right of center than left of center, and whether they like Trump or they don't like Trump policy-wise and otherwise. One of the things that came across, and I thought it was interesting because she's number two this week on the people list, Kamala Harris, and why she's suddenly under the microscope. The perception is that she's a lightweight, that she's being sidelined, that her performance is lackluster and she's not the potential person. I mean, the real key to her, in my mind, because I was the first person to ever interview her when I was doing my radio, local radio program in Los Angeles on KBC. She just started her tenure as the district attorney, and it was all about her.
District
then.
Attorney or attorney general?
She was a local attorney, local state attorney in Los Angeles before she became the attorney general. This was like 1993, so she was just really getting
San Francisco,
started,
I think.
No, she was in Los Angeles. I've forgotten now.
Yeah,
she was in Los Angeles for the conversation, but I can't remember whether she was in L.A.
I'm just curious at what point in her timeline you encountered her.
Early, first. So first radio interview that she did after being elected to the position. Anyway, the point is that when she took off, I had not paid much attention to her. You know, once in a while, Jennifer Horn, who's on the DJV program with me and does mornings in Los Angeles on KRLA, said that she was going to be the candidate to beat. And I said, what are you talking about? She's nothing. She's a waste of time and effort. She's vapid. No, she says, you watch and watch as well. So Jennifer was right. And the fact that Biden picked her after the nasty, horrible things she said about him really told me, who's really in charge here? Biden wasn't in charge. Would anybody in his right mind pick that woman after she said what she did about him?
I don't know. You're on track up until that point. Politics makes strange bedfellows. I mean, why did Reagan pick George Bush? George Bush called him voodoo politics. Why did Obama pick Biden? Biden insulted Obama's race. He said he was very clean and articulate, meaning like, you know, for a black guy.
For a black guy, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the history of the relationships between presidents and vice presidents, and by the way, the question was, who was Gerald Ford's vice president? That's the thing that I had asked you.
That is who would you ask me.
And the answer was a man who once said, I don't want to be the vice president of anything. Nelson Rockefeller.
Oh, right.
And
yes,
yeah, Governor Nelson Rockefeller of New York, I think he had served 16 years as governor of New York. I was a kid growing up in New York during Rocky's
I loved him. I thought he was great.
He was a big, he was a rhino by today's standards.
Yes, he was. But I am too. I'm a rhino by today's standards, in essence.
Well, so are a lot of people. So are a lot of people. That's the, that's the whole issue of the relationship.
Well, somebody has decided that I am that, and I've decided I don't want to be a Republican because I don't like the kinds of things that are going on with the Republican Party. It don't, doesn't speak to me. Anyway, excuse me. Go ahead.
So, so Rockefeller was the vice president, and he didn't want to be a vice president. Mm-hmm. So the point I'm making is that you know, Gore and Clinton were opponents during the primary, and Gore wound up being a good teammate with Clinton.
Very good teammate. Very
The point is that politics make strange bedfellows. I would not say that Kamala Harris was in charge of anything. I think that Biden, I think they made a deal. That all the Democrats made a deal after the Carolina election where Biden suddenly looked like he had a chance to win someplace. If you remember, Biden was a historic loser.
Yep.
When it came to running for president. He ran many times. And all of a sudden, everybody dropped out and coalesced around Biden. Remember that? Harris had already dropped out of the race because of accusations that her campaign was disorganized and that the atmosphere within her camp was toxic.
It is. If anybody
go read,
who works
go read
there.
Your stories, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they all dropped out, whether it was Buttigieg or the senator from Massachusetts and Senator Warren, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, all these people, because they didn't think any one of them had a chance to beat Trump, and they couldn't bear the thought of Trump winning, and they figured if they coalesce around Biden, he'll be okay. Biden turned that, of course, into his spin was, I beat them all. I'm strong.
Right.
But I don't think Harris has any clout whatsoever. And I do think, based on my observations, is that her problem is she's very capable in certain conditions when framed a certain way as being charming.
Very unlikable.
But she's really she's not likable and she's not organized.
She's like Susan Rice, who I think is making a lot of the decisions right now. And that's why they're as bad and lumpy as they are. But Kamala is the same as Trump, very unlikable as a human being. Can she get the job? Whereas Biden is like, you know, we want to think of the president, whoever he or she is, as somebody we can like. Are you likable because you look good? How's your body looking these days? You getting into already the end of the year slump with your body not exercising because it's cold? I don't want to go outside. I don't want to do this. I want to eat. I like eating, though. Lots of Thanksgiving turkeys to be eaten, a lot of great desserts to be eaten, a lot of great things to celebrate at Christmas time. So what toll does that take on your body? Big one. That's why Calitrin suggested right now you get on their program to lose weight and keep it off. Calitrin, the source of the information that you can get about Calitrin is at their website, toploss.com. Check that out. Find out how it works. It's all natural. Their only ingredients are things that work on building your body back up. After you lose a lot of weight, sometimes your body needs a recuperative workload, and that's what this is. Working your body and using your head by taking substances that will help your body really recover. That's what Calitrin's all about. So if you want to lose weight, keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com where you check out. Use the DJV discount code.
The Top Radio Countdown.
People list from Talkers Magazine this week. You can find it at either DJVshow.com or Talkers.com. At number 10, Julius Jones. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I've never pronounced his name right because I don't think he deserves the respect of having his name pronounced correctly. 8, Alex Jones. Number 7, Kyle Rittenhouse. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Mitch McConnell. Number 4, Liz Cheney and Nancy Pelosi tied for that position. There's a pair. Donald Trump is 3, Kamala Harris, and her ratings sinking like a rock. Number 2, and Joe Biden. You know, he's the president in residence in He's our guy. Or maybe not. But anyway, Joe Biden's number one on the people list. So that's the story. The official lists from Talkers Magazine. You can find them at talkers.com and djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Charts for the week of November 15th to the 19th here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. At number 10 on the story list, the Jones execution clemency. That is Julius Jones. At number 9, opioid addictions and how they have spiked. At number 8, Alex Jones gets it in the neck. Number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6, the situation with the weather and the climate and that sort of thing. Number 5, the Rittenhouse jury and the trial. The Biden-Harris approval ratings are number 4. January 6th, that investigation, number 3 still. COVID and all of the various things that go with the discussion of COVID vaccines, masks, mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, number 2. And the supply chain, story with labor. It's interesting that John Deere strike and what attention that got around the country, and it has to do with inflation. That's the story at number 1. Check it out at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with sort of a countdown extra. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is not with us this week, so I've taken it upon myself to look at things that are unusual, but yet they are of value. The top 10 items in terms of brands that have gotten canceled, recognizable brands that are now banned to avoid offending anybody. Don't you always love these sorts of things, right? So let's see where we begin here. The top 10 starts with Trader Joe's, because Trader Joe's has announced that it would drop their ethnic names that were invented for the store brands, like Trader Jose, Trader Ming, Trader Giotto, for some of the, you know, the Mexican, the Italian, the Arabian food. And so if you were offended by those names, good God help you, you are now not going to be offended anymore. All right, let's see here. The next item at number 9, the consumer goods giant Unilever has announced that they're dropping the word normal from beauty products like Dove and Axe to stop harmful norms and stereotypes. Where do these things come from? These people are nuts. Coca-Cola is at number 8. If you click on the homepage of the Coca-Cola company's website, you won't see the soda. Instead, they have announced the commitment to racial equity in the U.S. They're taking action within their company. And so they have condemned Georgia's new voter integrity law. That's what you see on the homepage at Coca-Cola. Okay. Number 7. Good God. Dr. Seuss getting canceled. Ongoing complaints about alleged racist imagery came to a head this year. Dr. Seuss Enterprises announced that they will no longer publish 6 books that were written by Dr. Seuss. Let's see. If I ran the zoo, to think I saw it on Mulberry Street, on Beyond Zebra, scrambled eggs, super, and those things, because they have Chinese characters in them that some people find offensive. There we go. Number six, Mutual of Omaha. They removed the image of a Native American with feathers from its logo after tribal leaders slammed them as racially insensitive. Number five, Splash Mountain at Disney. Splash Mountain ran into trouble when racial equity activists criticized the fact it's based on Disney's Song of the South. There we go. One of my favorite things from when I was a kid, frankly. We all know the story. Number four, the Cleveland Indians. We don't have to talk about that too much. Number three is interesting. Spick and Span, the most famous of all household liquid cleaners. Spick and Span has been longtime target of the racial inequality movement because of the reference to Spick. Okay. Number two here, Land O'Lakes and the Butter People. Actually, there's a tie for number two with the symbol on the Land O'Lakes butter of the Indian lady, and then Uncle Ben's converted rice because of the picture of Uncle Ben. That's been canceled. And I guess along with that goes Aunt Jemima. Right? Actually, there's a tie for number two with all of those. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Land O'Lakes. And then there are two other tied for number one, Eskimo Pie, the first chocolate-covered ice cream bar, Eskimo Pie. Apparently the term Eskimo is offensive to the Eskimos. And then there's Mr. Potato Head. Oh, my God. The term Mr., they dropped Mr. to be more gender-inclusive. This goes back, I remember Mr. Potato Head when I was a kid. Right? Most of you, huh? 1950s, if you were around that long. So, you know, there were things that we could do with a Mr. Potato Head, but now because the world is inclusive, it can't just be Mr. Potato Head. The folks at Hasbro have made it gender neutral, so you can take a potato and stick all kinds of things on it, whether they be feminine or whether they be masculine. So we now have Mr. Potato Head and his wife, Mrs. Potato Head, inside the box. All right, so there they are. And who can forget, as a special mention, the Washington Redskins, right? The Washington Redskins are now the Washington Survive. What are they called?
Washington football team.
That's it. It's just the Washington football team. All right, so there they are, all those iconic brands that have gotten canceled, the top 10 list here. And I think it's food for thought, for sure. I think about it, and I think most of these things are pretty ridiculous, but that's just my point of view. What's yours? You can give us feedback at djvshow.com or to dougstefan.com. It's now 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.